3 Minton Mosley of 8 Pindara. And with this market, John, 10 Who's Knocking's been 320 into 260, 1 Delivered 340 to 370, and 6 Broadstone has been 7 into 550. But Who's Knocking, your $2.60 favourite.
Yeah, she's a pretty nice little mare, this 2 Who's Knocking, Simon. I made it 10, 1, 6 and 5. All the form around her was very, very good last preparation with a few things going against her. Like, she won her maiden on Black April Day in a 1200. And then the form around it was terrific in those federals. She won one of them and she got stuck on the worst part of the track in another one. Well, she won two of them, sorry, and unlucky in the one in between. And then before a break, she ran fifth in a 1400 metres. Was just a little bit too keen that day, but I think she's got a little bit of class on her side here. So resuming, I'll go with her. Delivered, look, he's been all around the mark, hasn't he? His last couple of runs, he's on second his last two. He won a park back in May. The last two places have been good, beyond Snippet of Gold and then beyond Bank on Henry, if you don't mind. So strong form around him. Gate two gets him a nice run as well. Then you've got 6 Broadstone. He's a nice horse, this fellow. And Mitch Beer's having a great run with his horse. He's got the inside gate. Ran fourth at Cranbourne last time. Few excuses for him at Corowa. He was terrific winning at Albury a couple back. He's a horse that shows quite a bit of potential. So I'm thinking that inside gate's going to get him a nice run. And 5 Short, I thought this set would have had a chance and that Highway last time. I was off a 3-week break up to 1,400 metres and it was just too keen in the run. But off a back in trip and on a home track, it wouldn't be far off these. But she's a pretty nice mare Who's Knocking, Simon. 10, 1, 6 and 5.
So 10, 1, 6, 5 in the lucky last. And recapping your best, John, the Sherpa Trail certainly one of those.
Yeah, look, I'll make each Sherpa Trail my best outright, Simon, race 5, number 1. But gee, I think Skiing Girl's got a good chance in the second. I think Zambardo, look, he's very short, but he looks the winner. I think you got the inform Keeper Girl. And in the last, Who's Knocking. So, as I mentioned at the top of the show, I think we can get him today, Simon.
Good on you, John. Thanks very much for your help and enjoy the afternoon.
Likewise, Simon.
Gian scores there. It's 28 minutes to 11. A quick break and then Fred Hastings to help us out with this morning's edition of Pacing Rewind.
How would you like to own a share in a horse in a $1.3 million race at Royal Randwick on Everest Day?
You can in the Kosciuszko, an exciting new race for New South Wales country-trained horses in the Everest Carnival.
12 lucky winners will own a slot for the chance to share in massive prize money. Plus another 12 winners will also be drawn to win a share in cash proceeds from the Kosciuszko Calcutta.
To enter, just head into any New South Wales tab and buy a $5 ticket via the self-service terminals or buy a ticket on the Tab app. And account holders can now buy multiple tickets via the newsouthwalestab.com.au website.
Sky Sports Radio is all over the best harness racing in New South Wales and Australia. Tuesdays, Greg Hayes brings you the latest news and talks with the key players. On the Pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio.
On the Pace on Tuesday mornings and Pacing Rewind on Sunday mornings. Freddie Hastings, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Don't adjust your radios, folks. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just my rotten voice.
Ah, gee, a few people have come down with a touch of laryngitis. Poor old Quinny was really struggling to get through the markets yesterday.
Yeah, look, there's plenty going around this time of year, but that's life, and we soldier on. Simon, we had a real good night of racing at Menangle last night, and one of the absorbing battles that's really hotting up is the Metro Drivers Premiership, with only 3 Metro meetings remaining. Luke McCarthy, who picked up a winner last night, he's on 40. Lauren Tritton's on 39. She won the first race, and Toddy McCarthy drove a double, including a 60-1 pop. You don't see Todd driving 60-1 pops produced by the Kevin Pizzuto stable, but it won Lola Jones, and Todd on 38, so 40-39-38 in the Metro Drivers with just 3 meetings remaining, and the Trittons, Team Tritton, Lauren and Shane, they're going to win the Metro Metro Trainers Premiership. They've got that in their keeping. On the state level, Todd McCarthy leads Amanda by a few wins in that. Then they're clear of Blake Jones, and there's a cluster of drivers that'll probably crash through the 100 barrier for the season, including in New South Wales, including Chris Geary and Lauren Tritton. They definitely will. They're sitting on 99. Luke McCarthy's on, I think it was 96, and Robbie Morris 95. So there's a stack of drivers that'll become centurions, and the state Trainers Premiership is safely in the keeping, you would think, of Kerri-Anne Turner, who trained a winner again last night, and she's had a super season. Just some personal milestones. At Newcastle, Brad Elder drove three winners. Mark Callaghan trained three, but he also trained a winner at Menangle in Down Under Stride. So big night at the office for Mark Callaghan with a two-venue double. But Simon, the highlight race in terms of its status was the Mount Eden for four-year-olds, the Mount Eden at Group 3 level.
Let's see what Gotta Go Yahoo's got. She goes for home here, Lauren Tritton, staring down the barrel of 100 New South Wales wins. Elma's Image is about to give chase to the outside of it. She's got to get busy on Gotta Go Yahoo. That third quarter was 26-5, 75 to go. Here's Elma's Image finishing brilliantly. It's Gotta Go Yahoo taking fairy-like footsteps, and over the top, Elma's Image has got up to win it. Elma's Image beats Gotta Go Yahoo, Joe Starr of Mia, Cowboys and Aliens.
So a replay there of the Mount Eden stakes for the four-year-olds, Freddie, and Gotta Go Yahoo, the odds on it, grabbed in the shadows.
Yeah, look, Elma's Image is a very useful horse. Former NZ-er, it won three over there before it joined Amanda's team, and it's won 7 of 8. When it first came to Australia, it won its first 6. Amanda's done a real good job with this bloke, and look, I don't know whether he's going to reach any dizzying heights, but he's going to be more than useful working his way through the grades, Elma's Image. He's a nice type, very resolute in a lot of his finishes at the back end of his races, really attacks the line, and that was a pretty good effort by Elma's Image. Gotta Go Yahoo. We've seen in previous runs, its last couple, it's come from the tail of the field. Obviously, when you draw barrier one, they had to make use of the barrier, so we saw Gotta Go Yahoo in a different role last night, and that 26-5 split in the middle sort of put paid to any hope of it holding out a sit and sprint type like Elma's Image. So that was the Mount Eden, and a very good performance by you. But probably, Simon, the highlight for many was we were going to get a look at Ignatius, who's en route to the Breeders' Crown. We'll line up in a semi in a couple of weeks, but we saw Ignatius taking on the Yemo Paces and did it comfortably.
Third quarter was 27-5. It's Ignatius, three in front of the Golden Cross, Mad Robber. They were followed by Descent. Arana getting to the outside. Rock and Brushgrove runs on, and Flying Pegasus behind them. But he's barely flinched on this superstar, and Ignatius is going to win it by 3 lengths. Second home, the Golden Cross. I think my Major Rocketer knows in front of Descent Arana and close up Flying Pegasus.
So Ignatius winning again last night in race 5. And Freddie, James Rattray joins us now. He's on the other line. James, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
James, congratulations. He's done it easy. 153.3, last half 54.8, officially by 10 metres. But you barely flinched on him. He had plenty up his sleeve.
Yeah, he found the front pretty easily, and it was a pretty easy first half, but his last half was good, and yeah, just the way he done it was very good.
I think I said in the call in the early stages, he's not out to break any records. He holds a stack of records. He's a high-speed pacer, and he's we probably haven't seen the bottom of him yet, James, because in a lot of his wins he's been unextended, and I know you've always seemed to give the impression you've had plenty of horse there. Do we know how much bottom he's got?
No.
That's scary.
Is it the sort of way, the way he goes about it, the way he does it, he sort of always feels like he's got plenty to give. He's doing a great job and feels like he's doing it very comfortably.
What's your opinion? I mean, we see him in his races so many times leading. Do you think he's going to be a handy come-off-the-speed type horse because of that high speed he possesses?
Yeah, he's very versatile. Just sort of the way things have played out in recent races. Like, he's down the front and he sat parked in Penrith and went great, but he can come off pace also, and he's just a great little racehorse.
I thought about his wins, James, and I thought that was the night he raced at Penrith was the night he really, I mean, we knew he was a terrific horse, we knew all that, but he really arrived at Penrith. He sat outside a very good horse in Picard and then beat the all-comers track record. He absolutely obliterated it, sitting parked outside. I think he won officially, it might have been for 14 metres, but as I said, I think he could have probably gone quicker again. Do you think in your mind that's probably the run where you thought, yeah, no, he's above special?
Yeah, for sure. Like he drew outside the second row there. I worked around him and the pace was on the whole way, and Pickard has been in great form. And pretty special to do that work and run that time and beat a good horse like Pickard.
And then from there, of course, he won the Group 1 3-year-old Breeders' Challenge. Now, your eyes on the Breeders' Crown, semis 18th at Bendigo in the final August 25. Will he trial prior? Will he have another run? What are your plans? He's 2 weeks away from another race.
Yeah, no, that's why he raced last night in the MO. He wanted to head out in between Breeders' Challenge and the heat in the semi-final, so let's head out. We've got 2 weeks to travel down there and settle in and get ready for the semis. And
it's pretty unavoidable, James, that there's going to be comparisons to your champion pacer from just a few seasons ago, Bowtide, which is pretty unfair in some respects, because we're talking a three-year-old Ignatius versus an open class dual in a Dominion winner, Miracle Mile winner, Newcastle Mile winner, and so forth. But I mean, it's just part and parcel of the racing game. We like to compare. Can you make any correlation between where Ignatius is v Bowtide, and potentially do you feel that he is going to be better than Bowtide as he matures and gets older?
They got very similar traits. Sort of Bo just got stronger and stronger as he got older. You'd like to think so, but it's very hard to say. I'd be happy if he stays the same.
I mean, we really shouldn't compare champions from various eras, I know, but it just always happens in racing. But there is an interesting link between the two horses. Ignatius, the dam of Ignatius is Ash Galini. Now, she's out of Gorse Bush, and of course, Gorse Bush produced Bowtide. So, Ignatius, her dam's a half to Bowtide. Well, his dam's a half to Bowtide.
Closely related, like Ignatius and Roll with Joe, full brother to Peter DeWight, Bowtide's guy. So, very closely related. Bloodline.
Do you sometimes pinch yourself and say, you know, there are people that can get into the sport and, hey, I can put my hand up and say I'm one of them that's had, I think I've had about four horses and I think two of them managed to win races. But I mean, you've come across two superstar horses and I've nicknamed Ignatius the Beast. I hope you don't mind, because he just monsters his opponents. You've come up with two in the space of about three or four seasons. It's just incredible.
To get one horse like them in your lifetime is, you know, something very special, and that's why we've got horses and that's why we train, and to get horses like them and to have this fella come along, it's very special, and just an unbelievable feeling, and you live to train horses like these.
And you're not a one-trick pony either, James, because, I mean, you've got a very useful stable. I mean, horses like Pasha Cootie won a race at Menangle last week, and Rykoff Lease has been super competitive. You've got some good three-year-olds in the stable. Horses like Make Mine Heaven spring to mind, Make Mine Memphis. You've got some very nice horses there. How many are you working at the moment?
Working about 12, and I've got seven yearlings following around us. Pretty nice.
Busy.
Pretty
my word. Busy, busy. Well, mate, look, he's thrilling. He's really capturing a lot of people's imagination, this horse, and at a time where we've seen some superstars of the harness racing industry either retire or move on. It's great to have horses like Ignatius coming through. Best of luck in 2 weeks' time, and of course in the final on the 25th. Thanks for giving us some time this morning, and we're all aboard the Ignatius train, James.
Thanks very much, sir.
Good on you. James Rattray there, Simon. I didn't want to put words in James' mouth, but I just think potentially he could be one of the all-time greats. I just see the strength in the horse and the untapped potential. He's bottomless in terms of what he's had to produce in races so far. We haven't seen him really pushed, so it'll be a good test for him in the Breeders' Challenge, mate.
Yeah, he's a beauty, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Look, just before I let you go, an update on Lazarus. It's been well documented. He's going to make his USA debut in the Dan Patch at Hoosier Park in a couple of weeks' time. Yannick Gringas will drive. It's a $325,000 US race. And then from there, if he goes all right, he'll head to the Canadian Pacing Derby Heats on the 25th of August, the final on the 1st of September. So we'll be on well and truly on Lazarus watch. And Greg Hayes, well, he'll be part of the broadcast team that beams those or that race from Hoosier Park back into Australia via Sky. So he gets all the good gigs, our Greg Hayes, doesn't he, Simon?
He sure does. But so that'll be probably, 10:30 in the morning or something? That's normally around the time that they race here, isn't it, our time?
Yeah, I've got an idea. I think I read something. It might be early afternoon. You're right. Normally those races sort of come in. I know when I was in the States, the Monday night meeting was broadcast here on the Tuesday morning. So, yeah, that's kind of how the timelines work.
Good stuff, Freddie. And I always remember a recipe passed on to me by the great Les Mead.
I bet it contains ginger.
It's the key ingredient, along with the manuka honey and the lemon. Yeah. Don't forget the ginger, the most important ingredient. And have a few of those hot cups of tea over a couple of days, and you'll be as right as rain.
I'll go to the supermarket when I hang up, and I'll get myself some ginger. But hopefully the rest of the day and tomorrow off, I'll be right as rain for Tuesday at headquarters for their Big Nine race this time.
I gave Nick Quinn the same recipe yesterday, so he'd be halfway through his recovery process.
Thanks, Doctor.
Good on you, Freddie. We'll catch you soon.
Cheers, Simon.
There he is, Fred Hastings. It's 13 minutes to 11. In just a moment, Dave Carlton with this morning's edition of Chasing Rewind.
Thinking about your next build or renovation? Wideline Windows and Doors has all the planning tools at your fingertips. Their website is full of inspirational ideas to make your project a success. Advice and tips to get you started, even a colour selector and window planning tool. Plus, free online quotes are returned in 48 business hours. Just upload your plans or tell them what you need. Easy. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at the Wideline Windows and Doors website, www.wideline.com.au. Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Righto, it's time to take a look at the world of greyhound racing, and Dave Carlson, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Simon, and I want to wish Freddie Hastings all the best in his recovery. My voice is a little bit husky this morning, not from a virus, but from belting out from the crowd a few screaming jet songs last night.
Yeah. So Dave Gleeson's still singing?
He's singing. They've got a new album out, which is just unbelievable, covering a whole bunch of Australian rock classics. It's called Gotcha Covered, and their single is their cover of the old Easy Beat song, Wedding Ring. And boy, does it pump.
Gee whiz, I'll have to get a copy. Now, we've had a big week in greyhound racing. Gee, it's a tremendous initiative, the million-dollar chase, which has been announced, Dave.
Absolutely. Very, very excited about it. Last Tuesday, Greyhound Racing New South Wales launched the million-dollar chase series from September the 3rd until October 20. There's $1.7 million up for grabs, with $1 million to the winner of the million-dollar chase. And it's the world's richest greyhound event, and it begins on September 3 at Bathurst. So there'll be 11 regional qualifying finals across the country areas of New South Wales at Bathurst, Bulleye, Dubbo, Grafton, the Gardens in Newcastle, Lismore, Maitland, Nowra, Richmond, Tamora and Wagga. And there's also going to be 14 city qualifying finals at Wentworth Park from September 22 to October 6th, the semi-finals on October the 12th, and the grand final on October the 20th at Wentworth Park. It's just, look, it's so exciting. I mean, imagine having a greyhound who you've just bought or you've read and you've bred, and it wins the $1 million race. And, you know, there has been a lot of talk on social media, oh, it'll go to the big kennels. Not necessarily so. Judith Richardson won a heat of the Nationals last night at Wentworth Park with a fifth-grade dog. So good luck to all involved. Really, really excited about it. And tomorrow morning on Going Greyhounds at 10:30 sharp, Simon, Tony Mestrov, the CEO of Greyhound Racing New South Wales, is going to join me to talk more about it and to talk about the GAP program, etc. So, Tony Mestrov, don't miss it at 10:30 tomorrow morning here on Sky Sports Radio.
Good stuff. Now, Wentworth Park last night, Dave, Tim Newbold, the battler's still on leave, so Mitch Manners was calling, and it was a great night of racing. Croc Media sponsoring the National Distance and Sprint Championships, and we had the heats last night.
Yes, we did indeed, and Mitchie did a fantastic job. The heats, the New South Wales heats of the National Sprint and Distance Series were contested. The honours went to trainer John Finn, who just days after suffering a heart attack, and we wish John a very, very speedy recovery, won both heats of the distance with Poco Dorado and little sister Veloce Nero in 42 and 20 and 42 and 22 respectively. Why don't we hear Poco Dorado getting home in a breathtaking finish?
Poco Dorado around midfield into stride. Big Butters left well, showing speed as Cairns End. There's Poco Dorado, third into the first corner. A break of two lengths, White Sox Ethics, then followed Tahiti Pearl. Trouble back in the field. Good Thunder's gone down. Rockstar Kerr and Irica Leanne have gone past it. So to the back straight, they're about to head. Poco Dorado's taken over now. Big Butters back to second, then followed by Cairns End. Two lengths away, White Sox Ethics, Tahiti Pearl. Big breaks away, Rockstar Ethic, and then followed by Irica Leanne. Off the back, Poco Dorado's in front. Big Butters trying to raise another effort. It's Poco Dorado in front, all out. Big Butters is coming again. Poco Dorado gripping on, just saw it out. Poco Dorado a nose to Big Butters, and third in Cairns End.
Yeah, great call from Mitch there. Really captured the moment. Poco Dorado just hanging on from Big Butters, Dave.
Yeah, indeed. It was only a head in the finish, the first three. And Poco Dorado and Veloce Nero, Simon, have drawn very well for the New South Wales final, which, please note, will be run next Thursday night, a special night at Wentworth Park, which is going to coincide with all of the other state finals. Now, the distance final box draw, Veloce Nero, well drawn in one. Big Butters, two. Rockstar Kerr, three. Ebby Ripper, four. Tahale Road, five. Cairns End, six. Poco Dorado, another good draw in seven. And Miss Wing Wong in eight. The reserves are King Panda and Tahiti Pearl. Now, Simon, in the New South Wales sprint heats, Little Digger, trained at Forbes by Ray Smith and Ray's the nephew of John Finn, set the time standard in 29 and 77. Let's hear Mitch's call.
Little Digger left well off the inside. Velocity Liberty showing speed with a Mission Control, and they take it up. Ari is poking through in the centre. Little Digger's going through. Then followed by Beacon Street behind those. Dynamised Double behind them. Bad Neighbour. Debzoni Excite is now last. Velocity Liberty in front. How much longer? Because Little Digger's starting to power through on the inside. Little Digger takes the lead, and you'd say the second heat is all over. In fact, it is. Look at Little Digger go. 6-7 in front. Little Digger bolts in. Velocity Liberty second. Third's a photo. Beacon Street or Dynamised Double. Then followed
so
by
a little trouble there for Little Digger in the second of the National Sprint heats there, Dave. $1.50 at pay with the tab. Fixter got the cash over Velocity Liberty.
Yeah, some good bets landed. I think it was $2 into $1.50, Simon, with the tab. You would have put your house on Little Digger in the run when he was so handy heading into the back straight. Peter Mossman, champ Velocity Liberty, took it up, ran second after recording a first split of 5 and 42. So congratulations to Ray Smith. I'm going to try and get Ray on Going Greyhounds tomorrow as well. As a matter of fact, I'm heading to his hometown as soon as I finish this segment because it's the Forbes Thoroughbred Cup tomorrow, and one of two meetings I have at Forbes during the year, and I'll be hosting the Calcutta at the Ex-Servicemen's Club tonight. Now, the other heat winners in the New South Wales sprint heats were Sunburn Highway and 29 and 93 for Judith Richardson. Super strong victory. Judith also had a good night at Bulleye. Sky Wave won for Vic Sultana in 30 seconds neat. And Dean Swain's Watch the Wasp in 30 and 20. But unfortunately for Dean, that dog won't be in the final after stewards deemed he'd marred. Now, Double Mac was the runner-up in that heat. Well, Miss Plandomero, please, had no luck whatsoever. The box draw for next Thursday night's New South Wales Sprint Final at Wentworth Park is Catch Me Curly 1, Northern Nangar 2, Little Digger in 3, Blue Moon Rising 4, Double Mac 5, Sky Wave 6, Sunburn Highway in 7, Velocity Liberty in 8, The Reserves, Cosmic Bonus and Beacon Street. And, Simon, this Thursday night there's going to be a special showcase presentation on Sky Racing 2 with Sky Racing presenters across the nation at tracks hosting the respective state finals. I'll be on track at Wentworth Park. Jason Lincoln will be in the studio.
Having a look at the TAB fixed odds, they have gone up for Thursday night's finals. And in the New South Wales Sprint Final, Skywave is 290, Catch Me Curly 320, Little Diggers at 380. And just going back to the distance final, Poco Dorado is at $2.70 over Veloce Nero at $3.40 and Ebby Ripper at $5.50. Have you got a tip in each of those finals, Dave?
Well, I tell you, I love Little Digger. I back Little Digger all the time, and last night was no exception. Just love the greyhound, Wentworth Park specialist. Skywave, another fantastic greyhound with a tremendous strike rate, so I'm going to quinella both of those. And, look, I'm going to back Poco Dorado, likes the wide run in the New South Wales distance final. And Simon, of all the other state heats run in the past week, the standout performance for me was Rippin' Sam at Sandown, who came from an almost impossible position halfway down the back straight. Why don't we have a listen to the replay of that?
Racing, Rippin' Sam last away, showing speed from the outside, Fire and Smoke to lead over Billy's Bake up to second, Dinah Zesty over to third, and they're followed by Hot Tip, Rippin' Sam and last Rockstar Patriot. As they head down the straight with a lap to go, Fire and Smoke led by three. Billy's Bake playing the stalking role, and there by four to Dinah Zesty. About three back, Rockstar Patriot, Hot Tip. And Rippin' Sam's got some work to do, seven off the lead, but he's clicking up through the gears as Billy's Bake goes through. Takes the lead over Fire and Smoke, but here comes Rippin' Sam, winds into his work. Billy's Bake the leader, grabbed by Rippin' Sam, and this star chaser just exploded away. Rippin' Sam, a breathtaking winner by four to Billy's Bake, third Hot Tip, and then Rockstar Patriot, followed by Dinah Zesty, and Fire and Smoke stopped to a walk last in. The time is unbelievable. 41.33.
James Vandermart with the call there. So slow out, Rippin' Sam, as you said, Dave, but way too good. What a time.
Well, yeah, he usually gets back a little bit. The actual amended time was even better, 41.32, Simon. That's the fifth fastest time ever run over the Sandown 700, and his winning margin of 4.5 lengths was even more breathtaking. Rippin' Sam's litter mate, Batman, as they call him, Tornado Tears, remained undefeated over the Sandown half mile, scoring by 2.5 lengths in 42 seconds neat. Now, in the Victorian sprint heats, Shona Thompson notched the double with the brilliant Poke the Bear in 29 and 31. It was one of the best-drawn dogs all night in the one. A Big Flood scored in 29 and 58, while Shadale stormed back from retirement to win for Rob Redenbach in 29 and 52. Andrea Daly trained the other heat winner, Layla Bale, in 29 and 87 in a roughhouse race, which very, very sadly saw Robbie Britton lose Geelong track record holder Fernando Express, beautiful dog, which I actually met at Robbie's kennels only a week before, so that was very nasty. Now, in other news, the final of the Darwin Cup for greyhounds is on tonight at 25 past 8. Joyce Rumble for Brisbane trainer Steve Kavanagh is the $2.10 fixed odds favourite from tab.com.au from Box 8. And just finally, Simon, I really want to wish Sydney hobby trainer Tracy Scruce all the very best with the undefeated Pindari Express, who's making his first interstate trip early this week after crushing track records at Bulleye and Maitland. Pindari Express has won 6 from 6 and is going to line up in the heats of the Group 3 St. Ledger at Warragul in Victoria this Tuesday night. Pindari Express is going to start from Box 7 in the fourth and final heat. So go, you good thing. And that wraps us up for another week, Simon.
Yeah, good stuff, Dave. I look forward to tuning in to Going Greyhounds tomorrow morning at 10:30.
Thanks. Yeah, I'll be doing it from Forbes. So
Greg Radley used to do the broadcast of race day from the post office hotel in Forbes. Is that where everyone still meets?
Well, they meet there, but they meet at the they generally tend these days to meet at the ex-servicemen's club.
That's where they do it from these days.
But the post office hotel is still very, very popular.